think they can. I think, though, taking aside they were down to 10 men, they were evenly matched right up to that, and even after that, you know, apart from when the third goal went in, they were still always in the game and they were competitive, as they have been in most games this season. Whether it's lack of discipline or a rub of the green or whatever, you know, to get their first one, you know, they need to get something, you know, soon to get that monkey off their back. So I think Ollie and Higgsy will take a lot of positives from the Derry game going into the Bulls game, yeah.
Listen, I know we agree with Ollie that they're not too far away from the victory, because at times they are playing well, but the other times is they're sort of the creators of their own downfall, so there.
There's no doubt about it. Like, as I say, with a few sends off in the last few games, you know, games where they were well in contention, and then, you know, some of the goals they've conceded, you know, have been soft, to say the least, you know, in certain games. So, like, and the few times I've seen them in Fun Park this season, they have been well in the games. They've been, especially against Cork at home in the first half, they actually were the better side, you know, and they really pressed the game. But, as I say, they're conceding surprisingly more goals than, you know, all these teams usually concede, you know, and I say they need to stop that to try and get a few results on the board, you know.
10 games played, just 2 points on the board. The longer this goes on, the more frustrated I'm sure Harps will be getting for the players and everyone involved in the club. And when it gets to more frustration than being positive, it gets harder to come out of the rut.
It does, surely. I remember being relegated in 2008, and we went on a run that season of struggling to get a result. And the longer that goes on, the more difficult and harder it is, and the mindset changes that to get that first one, to get that result, to get that 3 points, and it all changes. Like, and I read Ollie, an interview with Ollie on Monday, they're saying that the morale in the camp's high, which is a positive if it is, you know, but they really, really need to go 10 games without a win. It's difficult for players and difficult for a club, you know. But if, at the same time, I feel at home against Bowes on Friday night as a real opportunity to get a result, you know.
Is it fair to say that the players there on the pitch aren't doing too bad at the moment, given the injury list that's there? Ashcroft, Boyd, Harkin, Crotaro and Mark Tumlin not available, which is a lengthy list considering the size of the personnel that Ollie has on board.
It is. At that level, if you lose in the squad that Ollie has, if you lose any players at all through injury, especially like Gareth Harkin and Mark Tumlin, who are quality, probably certain starters in his midfield, you know, you're going to see the effects of that. Like, and it probably has hit them. So it has more than what most clubs, because they would have bigger squads as such, but hopefully they get some of them players back very soon.
Yeah, Bohemians were a side that were sort of tipped before the start of the season that would be above maybe the bottom three. That's not the case with them. They're flying high at the moment, second from the top, 8 points behind Shamrock Rovers. Are they the surprise package this year so far?
They seem to be, there's no doubt about it. I don't think anybody expected them to be in around the top two or three at this point this season, so I'm not sure how they're doing it or what they're doing, but they're picking up results and picking up points in tough games, you know.
If Harps are going to trouble Bulls, then what's it going to take on Friday night? Where can they cause them problems?
Of what I've seen, especially against Cork, I thought when Harps pressed Cork in the first half and played high up the pitch, won second balls in their half, like they looked dangerous. They went 2-1 up in that game and probably could have went 3 or 4 up by half time. You know, I'd like to see them do that. I'd like to see them more positive and actually go for a one, you know, rather than the games where they're sort of trying to hold out and keep it 0-0 for as long as they can, because with the quality in the Premier Division, you know, you can get caught with that sucker punch and that and the goals. And once you go behind, it's very hard to change the game plan or change the system, you know, to be positive and get a result then. So I'd like to see it from the start and try and get a goal up, try and get 2 goals up and really give it a good go, because the sooner they get 3 points on the board, you know, the better, before they, you know, potentially could get caught adrift if it goes on any longer, you know.
Yeah, because it's 5 points at the moment, but anything greater than that, it's going to make the task even harder finally, just.
It does, like, there's no doubt about it. When you're looking up as a player and you see, like, you're 2 or 3 or maybe 4 results away from even a playoff or safety, like, it's hard to see light down the tunnel, like, so you don't want to get caught adrift, especially at this early stage of the season. So, look, I hope and they really give it a go on Friday night and get the 3 points, you know.